Rallying for Israel, part two. Did the rally of November 7th contravene the belief that Ein Od Milvado, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only true existent, all-powerful, in control of all? Do natural, meaning non-spiritual initiatives, such as the rally, insinuate or reflect a heretical belief in natural geopolitical etiology, causes? And in adopting natural measures alongside spiritual ones, are we guilty of professing an idolatrous belief in Kochi Ve'otzem Yadi? So let's review a few sample seminal sources. Some are halachic and some are meta-halachic, which reflect upon the ethos of halacha. There's Yerushalmi, which is quoted la halacha, that says that in a situation of pikuach nefesh, if a person is shoel, if a person delays responding to the pikuach nefesh by asking a shaila whether or not it's justified on Shabbos, so how is a shofech dam? Guilty of bloodshed, rachmana litzlan. In the Parsha Shoftim, in the Parsha Melchama, we learned this a little bit in Shir this week. So there's an amazing juxtaposition in the Pesukim. The Torah describes Ki Seitzela Melchama Lo Yevech Ve Isa Sus Ve Rechev Am Rav Memcha. You'll see a more powerful foe, an adversary more powerful than you. They have the weapons that they bring to bear, the sus v'rechev, are greater than yours. Nevertheless, lo sira mehem ki Hashem elokecha imach hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim. You shouldn't fear because you don't need to combat the threat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to combat the threat. And in fact, when you approach war, the Mashiach Melchama speaks to the nation, you're about to engage in battle, don't be timid, don't be afraid. Skipping a few words, Hashem Elokechem ahulech imachem, yililachem lachem im oyevechem lashiaschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going out to war with you. So clearly the Torah is describing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waging the war. The war is going to unfold on a supernatural plane, on a metaphysical level. And then, all of a sudden, the Torah, the very next pasuk, V'dibu hashotrim el ha'om le'mor, mi'o isha shebonim ba'ez chodesh v'lo chanocho, yelech v'yoshu l'veso penyomos ba'mulchome v'isha cher yach nechenu. The Torah lists those who are chozrim me'oche ha'mulchome, those who, in the case of Melchemes Rishus, are exempt from military service because of the natural dangers and uncertainties associated with Melchama. So on the one hand, Kehashem Elokeichem, Aholech Imochem, Lahoshia Eschem, you're not fighting with your might. You're not going to be the ones who are going to be waging the war and winning the war. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be doing it. And Me'idach Gisa, no, the person who born a bias chadash v'lo chanocho, he might die. There are no guarantees in war. It's fraught with danger. Rachman Litzlan. So the Ramban explains how this juxtaposition is possible. On the one hand, Yasirim shelo yerach levavam v'lo yiru min ha'oyevim. They shouldn't be timid. They shouldn't be afraid of the enemies. They shouldn't be trusting in their own might. That we're strong. They should be trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So
on the one hand, the Torah is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight on our side. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our side, there doesn't have to be a single casualty. And then, the Torah says, but then the Shotrim speak on the natural level. In all wars, naturally, even the victorious side suffers casualties. So how does this cohere? How do these different strands come together in one tapestry? So the Ramban says, Ki haTorah tetzave b'darach ha'aretz v'tasa hanisim im yireyu behester. Mitzvos haTorah are given on a natural level. B'darach ha'aretz means the natural, the way the world functions naturally. Ki haTorah tetzave b'darach ha'aretz. And is within the natural workings of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally, for the most part, performs his miracles. V'tasa hanisim min yireyev v'haster. So on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will miraculously save us from our enemies. And yet, the Torah mandates that while we have complete and unwavering emunah in his involvement, we're required to approach war on a natural level, b'derech ha'aretz, without relying on miracles. This two-tiered system, the Ramban explains, allows for nisim nistarim that don't override natural law. HaKadosh Baruch Hu providentially, miraculously operates within natural processes. And in most instances, Ritzon Hashem eschews, it opts not to perform nisim gluyim, but rather nisim nistarim. Kaviyochal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poised to perform nisim nistarim on our behalf. But we, as it were, are commanded to provide him with cover, that they should be nisim nistarim, not nisim gluyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that he'll perform nisim nistarim. He doesn't guarantee nisim gluyim when nisim nistarim would suffice. His bonanu u'ru'u, Rabbi Osei. The frightening implications of this divine principle and halachic mandate, misguided passivity, misguided quiescent pietism albeit unmistakably sincere, is dangerous. There's a haftacha for nisim nistarim. But when nisim nistarim are possible, there isn't necessarily a haftacha for nisim gluyim. For the nes to be a nes nistar means that we're operating at full throttle on the natural level. Natural initiatives such as a rally don't insinuate a belief in kochi va'otzim yadi. They fulfill Ritzon Hashem. They don't encroach upon the belief of Ein Od Milvado. They implement Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu employed all relevant natural means and tactics. Hence, in year 2 in the Midbar, he approved of the request to send Meraglim. And in year 40, he dispatched another set of spies. V'zo etza haguna, the Ramban writes in Parsha Shlach, b'chol kovshe ha'aretzos. This is sound tactic. V'chein osa od Moshe ba'atzmo, sh'nema v'yishlach Moshe l'vagilas yazir. V'chein b'yeshua b'nun, sh'naim anoshim meraglim. V'al kein hoyotov v'enei Moshe. That's why the request to send the meraglim appealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. He thought it was correct. Ki ha'kosov lo yismoch b'chol ma'asov al ha'nes. The Torah never relies on miracles, meaning even nisim nistarim. The Torah tells us not to rely on that. Abul yitzave bil nolchamim leheicholetzu lehishome velerov. To arm themselves, to take precautions, to employ military strategy. Kasher bo hakosu bil milchames ha'ay shehoisa al pi Hashem. When the war is ordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to engage in the milchama. Nevertheless, we're supposed to employ all natural means available. The Ramban clearly explains that naturalness characterizes all of halacha. It's not limited to the mitzvah of milchama. Ki haTorah tetzave b'derech ha'aretz. That's what the Torah does generally. Right, the future of Lashon HaKodesh is sometimes used what I think is called as a Hove Tmidi. Unkelus translates Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Vor. It's a Yimloch is future. So Unkelus teaches Hashem Malchusei Koyim L'Olam L'Ol Mel Maya. Koyim is present. So a present which is constant and will always continue that way. So in Lashon HaKodesh, that's often expressed in the future. It's called it expresses a hove tmidi. Ki haTorah tetzave is a hove tmidi. The Torah, again, this is a hallmark of halacha. Ki hakosav lo yismoch b'chol ma'asav al hanes. Any suggestion that belief in Ein Od Milvado warrants passivity, and that the belief in Ein Od Milvado precludes initiative, distorts halacha as a whole. Sefer Achinuch also presents and explains this two-tiered system of divine providence and human initiative. He's commenting on the mitzvah of Makkah, that Vasisa Makkah Kisivne Bayis Chodosh is what is, I forget how the pasuk goes, L'sasim Vasisa Makkah L'gagecha L'sasim Domim B'Veisacha Ki Yipal HaNofel Mimenu. So the Torah says that the reason there's both a mitzvah's essay and los essay associated with building a guardrail around a flat roof is lest someone be on the roof using the roof, and he fall off and fall to his death. So lo sosim dami b'vesecha. Mishor sheha mitzvah, writes the Chinuch, the fisha im hayos Hashem Baruch Hu mashgiach b'pfote b'nei adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu exercises a detailed, individualized hashgacha. Mashgiach b'prate b'nei adam. V'yodea kol ma'aseyim, according to the Chinuch's understanding. V'chol ashe yikra lahem, according to the Chinuch's understanding. Anything that happens to a person, tov or ra, b'gzeirasa u'b'mitzvasa. According to the Chinuch's understanding, is a result of either of gzeiras Hashem. U'ke'inyan she'amu zecharon le'mivacha, ein adam nokef etzval melamata, elam ken machrizen olav melamala. So according to the Chinuch, anything that's not self-inflicted is basher. And that's the representing one major school of thought in terms of understanding hashgacha. Afal pichein, says the Chinuch, nevertheless, tzarech ha'odom lishmo atzvo min ha'mikrim ha'nehugim ba'olam. A person has to be careful. A person has to exercise care. Ki ha'kel bara olamo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, uvena'o al yesodos amudei ha'teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that functions according to natural law. V'gozar, and is part of that natural law, she'yeh ha'esh sorefes, fire burns, v'hamayim mechaben ha'lehova. But water extinguishes a flame. U'kemolchein, and similarly, yechayiv ha'teva, natural law, dictates, she'em tipol evan gedola al roshish, if a large stone falls on the head of a person, shetaratzis is mocho, it will crush him. O emipol ha'odah me'rosh ha'gag ha'gavol la'aret she'yomus. If a person falls off a high roof, he'll die from injuries. V'hu baruch hu chanan gufos b'nei adam, Vayipar ba'apav nishmas chayim ba'al azda'as lishma haguf mikol pega. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with the understanding and the intelligence and the ability to be careful. Va'al kein, I'm skipping several lines. Tetzavenu ha'Torah, that's why the Torah commands lishmo mishkan osenu komosenu leval yekrenu maves bipshivosenu. That's why the Torah says we have to take precautions. Sefer Chinuch used to wear a seatbelt when he drove. He also didn't speed. Nor presumably did he text while he was driving either. Va'al kein tetzavenu ha'Torah lishmo mishkanosenu komosenu. The Torah says that the Torah commands us to be careful. Leval yikreinu moves b'pshiyuseinu. Because otherwise, death will result from our own neglect. Velo nesakei nafshoseinu al smach hanes. And we're not allowed to jeopardize, endanger ourselves, relying on miracle. But now, listen to what comes. V'omer zecharon mevachash hakol somech al anes ein osem ones. Chazal say, if a person relies on a miracle, the miracle doesn't happen. A person banks on the miracle does not happen. Shakol somech al anes ein osem ones. V'al derech hazeh tira rov inyanei aksuvim b'chol mokom. All over Torah. This message is telegraphed. Ki gam bihilachem yisol milchemes mitzvah al pi Hashem. Even when al pi Hashem, at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behest, We're engaged in Melchemes Mitzvah. Are you Olchen Melchemtan? They would strategize. They would employ military tactics. Umezainen Atzman. Ve'osin Kol Inyanam. And they would conduct everything. Ki'ilu Yismuchu B'darkei HaTeva L'gamrei. As though they were entirely relying on their natural initiatives, on natural means. V'chein ro'i la'asos. And that's what we're supposed to do. V'fi ha'inyan shezacharnu. V'asher lo yachlok al ho'emes me'ro alev yodav v'zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world which functions according to natural law. Respect for His world, for His natural law, for Ritzon Hashem, requires that we operate fully and effectively on a natural level. Otherwise, Rachman Litzlan, we're being contemptuous of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And His world. We fervently believe in Hashgacha Pratis and Nisim, yet we don't rely upon them at all. V'osin kol inyanam ki ilu yismuchu b'dakei hateva l'gamrei v'chein ro'i la'asos. You can take a look that the Rav talks about this a little bit in Lonely Man of Faith. The statement quoted in both the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, v'immoneya atzmo, in the situation of Pikuach Nefesh, ha'reza shofech damim, which can be traced indirectly to a Talmudic passage, is a cornerstone of halachic thinking.